Good afternoon. Welcome to Coffee and Conversation, a podcast brought to you by the Del Norte County Office of Education and Del Norte County Unified School District. I'm Jeff Harris, Superintendent of Schools for Del Norte. And joining me today to talk about resources, programs, and nutrition over winter break, we have Lisa Howard. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
Julie Clark.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
And Julie is the Director of Nutrition Services. And Veronica Van Mecklen, Director of Expanded Learning Opportunities Programs.
Hello, everyone.
Otherwise known as after school programs. That's yes. What most people know it as. So I'll just throw out the first question. Winter break is coming. It's kind of crazy to think that we're already 16 weeks into the school year. What programs, Veronica, I guess we'll just start with you, kind of what programs have families been able to register so far for this winter 10-day break?
So we have 9 hours of programming. It's going to be at Joe Hamilton Elementary from December 27th and 28th, January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
So 9 hours a day for each of those days. So what sort of things are they going to be doing?
So we broke down the activities into different categories. So we have creative arts activities, physical activities, STEM activities, social emotional learning centers and games where they get to have free choice, and technology. So they're going to be making some snow globes, some snowflake painting. They're going to be making paper tree sculptures, ice boats, ladybug terrariums. And for social emotional, they're going to be doing some kindness posters, a crumple heart activity, and many, many more.
Well, that's cool. And that's kind of cool. I saw Julie's eyes light up at the ladybug terrarium.
Can I come make one?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I love ladybugs.
I know, right? It's kind of, I don't know. Anyway, so how many kids are signed up right now, Veronica?
43.
So we've got 43 kids. And, you know, I know one of the conversations that we're going to have with families, you're probably going to be, wait a minute, I may not have known this was going on. Can families still sign up?
No, families cannot sign up. So everybody needs to be checking their emails, because whenever there's an opportunity, we send out an email letting everybody know with a Google form to sign up. So unfortunately, it's already closed for this winter break.
All right. So that's a quick overview. We'll jump back into that. So, you know, Julie, while you're here too, one of the things that people have really come to associate with after school is nutrition services. Your staff does a great job of making sure that our students have breakfast, lunch, afternoon snack, some cases dinner. What will nutrition services be doing over the break?
So for this winter break program that Veronica is running, we will be providing breakfast, lunch, an afternoon snack, and a supper meal for all the students. So, and that's kind of a fun thing. It's, you know, it's nice to make sure they're getting good snacks and treats while they're at a program like this.
Oh, yeah. So do you have anything fun planned for them?
I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise if I told you.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So, and here again, I know some of the questions that families will always ask, you know, are these going to be more of the grab and go type meals? Are they going to be hot cooked meals? And again, I'm assuming it's just the days that the program's operating.
That's correct. We don't run any sort of a meal program during this winter break. We will be providing, it'll probably be a variety. I'm thinking the first 2 days of the program, probably mm-hmm. a little more grab and go because I'm very limited on staff that week.
Right.
Because people are taking vacations.
They'll be celebrating Christmas.
They will. Yeah. They'll be enjoying their holiday. We don't get a lot of breaks in nutrition services. Right. So they're all taking one, which is well deserved. The 4 days in January, I haven't seen the menu yet, but I assume that we will do a mixture of grab and go and some warm food items as well for okay. breakfast and lunch.
And you know, we were talking just before we started the podcast, a lot of folks, like you said, your staff is amazing. They do some really cool stuff. But families have really gotten used to over the past few years of what's called the Community Eligibility Program. And for people who may listen to the podcast who don't know what that is, Julie and her predecessor, Deb Kravitz, applied with the state. And that means that every child in Del Norte County gets a free breakfast and lunch and snack and supper if they're at after school program. Every day they're in school, whether they're technically income qualified or not, because our entire community is eligible. And again, folks have gotten used to seeing your staff out there having meals provided over summer and everything else. Why not breaks, Julie? Because you had said, you know, for students in the program, we were doing it. But I know we're not going to see those food distribution points throughout the community.
No, we're not. We do have a tremendous summer meals program, you know, serving upwards of 60,000 breakfasts and lunches over the 9 weeks of that program.
Right.
Well, the CDE has very specific rules about when I can and cannot serve meals for reimbursement. And for serving meals over the break, the kind of criteria is that it has to be 10 consecutive days out of school, not counting holidays. So over this 2 week break, because of where the holidays fall in that, we're actually only out of school 6 days, technically.
Technically.
Because, you know, Monday is a holiday. Christmas is on Monday. So that's a holiday. And the 26th is a holiday.
Right.
And the 1st and the 29th are holidays. So technically those wouldn't be school days regardless because right. they're holidays. So
the state doesn't allow those to be state meal days.
No, would have to be 10 consecutive days with no holidays. So I envision there will come a point when the holidays will all be on the weekend.
Right.
And then in that situation, I could feed during that break. And we do have year-round staff now, so I would have the staff to do it. But that's just not in the cards at the moment for us.
Well, but we also don't just let students go hungry, right?
Correct.
Kind of like Lisa, we'll hear from Lisa here in a little bit. We've got a lot of community partners.
We do. We have some great community partners who are always working to support children. And that one of those is the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods. And for several years now, I'm not even sure how many, probably 6 or 7 at least, we've been doing a winter meals program. Mm-hmm. And Nutrition Services supports that program by using our buying power to order all of the things they need, from the bags to put the food in to the fresh fruit that we'll serve, cereal, whatever, right. whatever we decide to put on the menu. We use our buying powers and our bids with our vendors to order in the quantity of things that they need. We also use our refrigerators to store any of those items because it's kind of a lot.
Right.
And they don't have necessarily space for all of it over there. So we support that program and we love it. And we love that they run it. And I don't have a flyer to send out just yet, but I do have information about the days and things that they're serving. And they're going to start the program on December 27th.
Okay.
They will be handing out meals from 10 to 11 at the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods. And that's at 494 Pacific Avenue.
Right behind Crescent Elk.
Yep, right there. And they're going to hand out meals on Wednesdays and Fridays through the 2 week break. So they'll be providing multiple days of meals on those handout days.
So the 27th, they'll provide meals for the 27th mm-hmm. and the 28th. On the 29th, they'll provide it for the 29th and 1st sort of thing. Okay.
Yeah, sure. I wrote down the dates and then I don't know if I wrote them down correctly because I was really hurrying.
Well, that's fine. Well, and we're all looking at the calendar. So if you're driving in your car, you can take a look at the calendar. Yeah. No, don't look at the calendar
yeah, right now. Look at a calendar later. But they'll also be handing them out on January 3rd and January 5th.
Perfect. So, and that's the only distribution point going to be FRC?
As far as I know, they have in the past partnered and handed them out at another location, but I haven't confirmed that that's going to happen.
Okay.
As soon as the FRC publishes their flyer, we will have it out on our Facebook page and we'll have it out on district sites as well.
Website and I would assume also Peach Jar. So we'll make sure to get that out. And, you know, Veronica, the other thing too, talking about distribution points and everything else, is transportation. So we've got 46 students from all over the county that are going to participate in after school. Is there going to be transportation provided?
Yes, transportation will be provided from the students' home school site to Joe Hamilton School, where it's going to be located, and back.
So they have to report to their regular school?
Yes.
And then the bus will pick them up at that school?
Yes.
And then take them to Joe Hamilton?
Yes.
Unless they go to Joe Hamilton.
Unless they go to Joe Hamilton.
And then we're not taking them anywhere.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of students will be dropped off by their parents.
Yeah. Oh, I missed.
So the others, they've already registered with the bus.
Perfect. Yeah. No. So I think, you know, so the really interesting question is, this is the longest break that we have during the year other than summer break. Is are both of you planning to do these same sorts of things as we roll into spring break?
You know, we haven't had a conversation yet about how we might provide meals and support the community over that week long break. Mm-hmm. But you've just given me something to talk to some of our partners about.
Well, there you go.
So we will not be providing programming during spring break.
During spring break. Okay.
No.
Well, and I think that's an important thing for families to kind of plan on, right? Because at this point, they know that something's happening, or at least 46 of them do. And knowing that we're not going to be providing that necessarily as a program with you, Veronica, but we may have some community partners who would provide meals is something for them to think about. And really, I think, start planning for next Christmas, right? Next winter break and keep an eye out. So Lisa, kind of going, I think those are some upbeat things that, you know, Julie, you and Veronica were talking about, some opportunities for kids and everything else. But Lisa, we know that other families are going to need some support over the holidays.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of resources identified and at your fingertips. So let's talk about how you can access those things if you should happen to be of need during our holiday period. So first off, if you don't already have the DNUSD app, you should definitely get that, because underneath resources, you'll notice that there is the Del Norte Local Resource page, which has all the up-to-date information about food, shelter, transportation, housing, healthcare, mental health services. And tells you the hours in which things are open. So like, for instance, even though the Pacific, we work with FRC and Pacific Pantry, they're always open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for food. So that will always be, throughout the year, whether it is during our holiday time or not. So always checking in with local resources. And I know there are a lot of churches right now during the holidays offering free meals as well.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the things at your fingertips that you can locate. The second one would be connectdelnorte.org. And when you go to this site, there are many different clicks to resources for families. If you're looking for daycare, if you're looking for transportation, if you're just looking for a job, maybe you're looking for skills and resources that way. Basically, it allows you to directly connect with the service provider in our county. So you don't have to look beyond and say, oh, does Del Norte County have this resource or not? Go to connectdelnorte.org. Check that part out.
Right. So again, connectdelnorte.org, and that'll get you there. And when you get there, you may go, is this the right page? Because you're not going to see a big district logo. You're not going to see a big county logo. But Lisa and her staff have done a great job of connecting almost 230 different community partners.
Yeah. So the community partners came to us through First Five. They were identified in a paper booklet many years ago. But most of us just use our phones everywhere we go to look up things. So we digitized basically the paper booklet form. And we also connected with our senior center that does a tremendous job of identifying people and places to go when you need resources. So we've added all of those partners that are local resources for families and individuals to find what they're looking for all at their fingertips.
And Lisa, you'd also mentioned the app. And the app is great for a lot of reasons. Julie, I think we post menus on the app. Veronica, you post flyers on the app. And those other resources, Lisa, you were just talking about are there. How do people download the app?
So go into your app store and find DNUSD, and you'll be able to download the app. So whether you're an Android or an Apple lover, you too can find us there, and the big DN will show up.
Even if you use Apple, you can still find it.
Even if you use Android, you can still find it.
Okay. So any other specific resources that you'd like to call out?
I would just say that we have such a wealth of partners that often also list those resources locally that you can find things. So again, a Family Resource Center, First Five, the Del Norte Child Care Council, each of our tribal partners, they all list resources for families. And we've all been trying to be connected a lot closer and work together so that all families' needs are met. So whether you're looking for showers, you're looking for health care, you're looking for clothes, most of our big partners have really improved their web pages to help support families. And so if you don't find it with us, I'm sure you will find it with the other partners that you may already be going to meet your needs. And so again, Child Care Council, any of the local tribes, they all have lots of resources at their websites too.
Well, and I think that, you know, the reason that Connect Del Norte is really important is schools are closed. Right. Schools are basically closed for 2 weeks. And for a lot of our families, that's really a connection point. That's a touch point. And sometimes there are those questions like, what do I do? Right. I'm having problem X, problem Y. And we have those community partners and they don't close for the same 2 weeks that schools do. That's just kind of that traditional thing. And I know the district office will be open most of those days, except for the holidays that we've already called out. But I think there's that, the other website too, right? So a lot of times it's a stressful time of year, whether it is missing a loved one or it is food insecurity or it is, a lack of resources to be able to celebrate, you know, the holiday quote, like I would like, or like I should be able to. And it brings up, it can be anxiety, it can be depression. But we have another resource.
Absolutely. So the DelNorteWellnessCenter.com is really our local resources to a virtual wellness center. This allows for students, family members, anyone within Del Norte or has access to the internet can go into the DelNorteWellnessCenter.com and you're going to find self-help. You're going to find also how to get help if you need somebody to talk to. There are definitely emergency crisis lines as well as connecting you with counselors and therapists online. So we have lots of activities for kids there as well. So if you're feeling a little cooped up and it's been rainy over the holidays and you need some kid activities, there's some great SEL, social emotional learning kind of activities. There's online aquariums and San Diego Zoo is online there, and you can have ways
one
for...
One of my favorite zoos, by the way.
I know, it's amazing. And the kids love it. There's journaling activities and coloring activities and other hands-on things that when a parent needs a break because they're stressed out or exhausted from Christmas and all the activities, it'll give parents some downtime too.
Yeah, which is a great thing. You know, my wife and I were talking and she goes, oh my gosh, the holidays, there's all this stuff that has to be done. I feel like I'm under such a time crunch. And I said, well, that's because you're doing all the work. And she goes, yeah, but you know, you don't feel that when you're a kid. I said, because you're not doing all the work. And so, you know, the DelNorteWellnessCenter.com, ConnectDelNorte.org, and then DNUSD.org has a lot of the information on it. And then again, downloading those apps at either the Google Play or iTunes, and because I think that's really critical, not only for winter break, but it's critical just as we move forward, because we'll push out information, we'll push out resources. So thank the three of you. I'd like to thank three of you for coming in. We've got some great, really positive things going on with food, with activities, with opportunities for kids, and then some great resources. So I appreciate your time coming in and sharing those. And we hope you guys have a great time over the winter holiday.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'll come back and talk about food anytime.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah, but Julie has to bring samples.
Yes.
Definitely. I can do that.
Well, a virtual taste test. Hey, again, thanks, guys. Have a good one.